Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score. We turn now to Gaelic games, and in particular the Ulster Club Championship involving Donegal sides this weekend. Well, having securely navigated their way to the Donegal Junior Football title and the step up to intermediate football next season, the next assignment for Downings is the Ulster Championship encounter this weekend. They will play Down champions Auchlasnafan at Park Esther in Uri on Sunday afternoon. The last time Downings played in Ulster was in 2016, where they reached the semi-final stage losing to Blackhill of Monaghan. Selector with Downings, Barney Kern, has been telling Tom Comack there's nothing easy when you enter the Provincial Championship.
Well, Barney, looking forward to Sunday, no doubt. Obviously, you said the Ulster Championship is where you wanted to get, so obviously looking forward to it now.
Aye, well, we kind of said that at the start, kind of to take the focus off the junior. You know, it was all, everybody was chatting about the junior and Downings. It's like Downings and Gales will be in the final long before they're in the final, but we had a lot of hard work to do to get there now. But no, gladly we got over the line and we're in the first round now on Sunday. Against the Down champions, and you know, it's not going to be easy. They're the Down champions, and anybody who's a champion in Ulster is, you know, hard to tumble.
I don't know whether it was by accident or design, but you seem to have timed your run very well. Your first real big performance, I think, was against Carndonagh. I was in convoy that night. Really played impressive football against a very strong Carndonagh side.
Oh, true. We're worried about Carndonagh now. When I came back, as you know, we got involved through, as a man says, a default, but we're there anyway. I went to see Carndonagh a few times, and we were lucky. I got to see them against Letterkenny Gales, and they were probably two. I was worried more about Carndonagh than Letterkenny Gales, to be honest. I thought they were very good that day down in Carndonagh. And Conor O'Donnell and a few players are really, really tasty. So we worked towards the quarter final, semi final, and with us coming in, we were trying to install our style of play and what we thought suited the boys better. So by the time we got to Carndonagh, by the time we got to the semi-final, we had maybe three or four games under our belt to work on that. So
and we bumped on the road against Narossa as well.
Narossa turned us over down in Downings. I suppose it was a bit of a windy day, but they're one team that are used to the wind as well, the same as ourselves. But they set up really well, and now we were missing a few, but that's not an excuse. They were the better team in the day, and probably it was the kick in the rear that we needed.
Yeah. Take me into the final. Very convincing over Letterkenny Gales. You know, you had it won from very early, because I think the body language suggested so, that you had picked up from where you left off against Carndonagh and convoy.
Well, that was the big focus to start the game with. Serious intensity and get to the first water break. Letterkenny Gales, as you know, we all been watching them all year, got to Division 2, and then I came in this year. There was a huge push on them. It was their 25 years anniversary, and they wanted to really get a championship. So Anthony was the man that came in and took the training with them, and he had them well drilled all year, and I suppose he probably seen us against Carndonagh, where our inside forwards might have been dangerous, and he made a set up a wee bit defensively, which kind of suited us a wee bit, because it gave us a chance then to get into their half, you know, and we were very patient with the ball, and we kept chipping away at points, and we knew if we stayed in the game, the longer we stayed in it, the more chance we had, because we've got some serious quality wee forwards there, and very fast, and you know, if they get a chance, and the big focus was staying patient and keep chipping the points. And we did think they were going to come out a wee bit more in the second half. We were a wee bit ready for them. We were getting our centre half forward maybe to drop a wee bit, because we were thinking they were going to come out. But lucky enough, they sat and we just kept kind of chipping away. Now, they did come back. They hit the post one time, and if that goal had went in, it could have been a whole different story.
Yeah. So, and I know you probably celebrated, but I was speaking to Anthony Boyle during the week. You cut those very short. You were back training on the Tuesday night.
We were back in action on the Tuesday night. We went down on Sunday evening, and me, Anthony and Cookie, we met the boys for an hour, I would say, or two, and we're back up the road. Them two boys were working on Monday, and I was away reffing over in Gidor on Monday morning. So now the players had a good Monday, and they were back in action on a Tuesday. We went to the gym We didn't do too much cardio work. It was more strength work on Tuesday. Just were a wee bit worried that some of the bodies could have been dehydrated and we didn't want to pull any injuries, or we took them into the gym. But it was just more or less to get them back together again and get the ball rolling for Thursday night. And we had to pitch on Thursday night with everything.
And did you get anything done over the weekend?
Would you believe it? We had a 21 game on Sunday against Glen Swally.
Yeah.
And there's 7 or 8 of them. Maybe, I would say maybe 9 or 10 of them involved in that. So, and we had a couple of seniors away, had things already booked from, I suppose they might have thought that they were maybe playing this time of year. These things were booked from away back. So they were away at that. So we decided, listen, you know, we'll keep it as low key as possible. We won't read too much, or we won't talk too much about Ulster. We'll talk about the opposition more than the Ulster game. And the 21s had a good game, so it worked out. It worked out that it, everything went well on the day. They played well. We no injuries, so the confidence was high after the game.
Yeah. And what has it been like this week? Is this a tapering off and just getting ready? And
well, it's maybe tapering off in the sense that the sessions are coming down from an hour and a half down to an hour, but it's the same intensity. I believe if you don't take the intensity from training into games, I think you're a wee bit slower getting out of the blocks. So every session is high intensity stuff, high, and it'll be the same the night again. You know, we'll probably do 50 minutes to an hour, but it'll be a lot of game based stuff and shooting and defending and tackling, you know, the usual. Yeah. But it'll be high intensity. You know, as they don't have the game to Sunday. You know, if they're going to get injured, they're going to get injured. It's we go at the game with everything, so we go to training with the same mindset tonight. You know,
and tonight is your last session before Sunday.
We'll meet then tomorrow evening. Now that'll, I'm taking them in. I've went through the down game. Me, Anthony, and Cookie, and Michael Coyle have looked at the down game, looked at it individually. We've took notes. We've looked at it together. So we're going, and the players have looked at it, but we're going to watch it collectively, and I suppose I'm going to talk maybe through it as much as anything, and we're just going to highlight a few things. We're not going to read too much into them. We know what they have. We'll probably get our matchups hopefully near enough, and probably hopefully play to our strengths, you know.
Yeah. Och, listen, Finn, they're first time winners in Down, I think, this year. They're in 19-year history, but they have a back history going back to the 1920s. I think I was reading during the week. So
right.
they have a lot of football pedigree.
Oh,
maybe.
They have a lot of football pedigree, and you know, this was their first final victory. They've been in the last 3 or 4 finals. So you know, they've been a knocking on the door, and they have they've been down under 21 there, or under 20, I think, maybe, or under 21. He's playing centre half back. He's a driving force for them. He scores 6-7 points a game. He plays a lot about the forward line and their half forward line then kind of drops back kind of to cover them, and they've got a midfielder there. What's his first? Flanagan, I think, is his second name. Another hard, big, strong man, with driving force, and they're full forward. If he gets time or space,
Adam Garland,
he'll keep chipping. He scored a couple of fine goals there. You know, he's a threat. So we know what they have, and we're going to try and curtail it. Like, you know, as I was saying to somebody was on about, oh, they're down under 20 and this and that. There's very few of them as good as Conor O'Donnell, you know, and we try to curtail him the best we could. You know what I mean? So we'll be taking the same approach. We'll be trying to curtail him, and we'll be focusing on our game.
And you have quite a lot of good footballers as well, and quite a lot of men with county experience too.
We do. We have a couple in the forward line, a couple in the defence, and they might have played, you know, underage and under 16, minor. We have wee Danny there. He's part of the vintage brigade. You know, he got man of the match there the last day. Real quality, 2 feet, works hard, link between forward and defence. You have the two McGruddies there, Keelan and Johnny. Sadly, we don't have young Paddy McAwee, who's coming to the fore at the minute. But next year we'll have him. Whoever's
going to be there. He's a minor.
Yeah. And we've got you know, young Tierney McBride, who was in defence. He was in the minors, under 16s, his last a couple of years. So no, we've got quality all over the pitch. We're young now. We're young, and it's We've got a few older boys with a bit of experience there, young Gooch Doherty, and we've got Oisin Boyce there, and we've Alan Pasoma. You know, Alan's been a good a servant. Well, and then you've got Larkin Connor up front. You know, Larkin's played at county at every level, and everybody knows what Larkin has. You know, he's a pocket rocket. He works hard. He's very strong. He's, you know, he's all about the team, you know. So that's where we'll be fairly strong through the field. Now listen, they're pretty much the same. I think the two teams are pretty well even now, are pretty well matched.
As we said at the outset, you set your stall out that you wanted to get a run in Ulster. Mm. I think this is the third time in Ulster for Downings.
It
lost
is.
The first year, but Andy Connor took them to the semi-final second year.
Andy took them to the semi-final.
You probably was involved with that team too, were you?
I was about for a while. I was there for a while, but Tom, I'd be coming and going all over the place. So whenever I'm about, I try to be involved. But no, Andy and Shemmy there, they were there. And they done a good job with them. The two boys do a lot of work at his underage level. They're good to have about the club.
First evening, 2 days, 3 days out or whatever. What's the hunch?
Well, you get the standard answer. You know, we'll be in it to the end and all that. But listen, if we play the way we play in the final, if we play the way we played in the semi final, we're going to take a lot of stopping. No question about it. But we know nothing's going to be easy. We're heading up into their backyard, and let me tell you, if they were coming down to us, they wouldn't be getting it easy. So we're expecting the same heading up there on Sunday.
That's Tom Comack speaking to Barney Kern. By the way, that game of Park Essler and Newry starts at 1:30 on Sunday. The quarter final gets underway earlier in the afternoon, and we will have updates here on Highland from that tie. Also in the quarter final in the Junior Football Championship in Ulster on Sunday, Desert Martin, the Derry champions, are playing St Patrick's Donagh, the Fermanagh champions. And in the Hurling Intermediate Club Championship on Sunday, Air Og of Tyrone are taking on Kerry Fawes of Antrim. That's at Ballycastle. 1:30 is the start time there as well. One other Ulster Championship game of note on Sunday is the Ulster Ladies Minor Football Championship tie. St Unans are on the road. They're going into Tyrone to play Carrickmore, one of the favourites for the competition. That one throws in on Sunday at 2 o'clock. There is, of course, other matches taking place in Ulster on Saturday. And with the dust now settled on their first success in 49 years, the hurlers of St Unans enter the provincial campaign this weekend. On Saturday at the Athletic Grounds, the Letterkenny side will play the Armagh champions Croí-Rua in the quarter-final of the junior campaign. St Unans manager is Eugene Organ, and he's been talking with Tom Comack.
Eugene, it's been a great year so far for St Unans, obviously winning the first senior championship in quite some time. Have been knocking on the door for a few years. And we know there was great excitement at the finish and great celebrations. How concentrated are you now, and how soon did you get back into focus for Ulster?
Well, I suppose we enjoyed the Saturday night, Sunday and a small bit of Monday then. I think it's very important that we did enjoy it. So then we took the week off training. We did the schools, and we were very thankful to all the principals in the area that we got such a good welcome. It was fantastic. And then that was reflected in the amount of young fellas and girls that were at the academies. Then I suppose the footballers had a great win then, so we didn't see them for a couple of days, but they got a bit of tough love when they came back on the Wednesday. And then again the Saturday, and we were back into regular training again. But we trained then last night, and the lads are really focused and really looking forward to the game.
Yeah, and you mentioned the footballers. The bit of dust last weekend, and I suppose in a way I'm sure you weren't hoping for it, but it's a blessing in disguise maybe for you, is it?
It isn't. We've managed it very well this year, all through the year. Look, a good working relationship with the footballers, and look, you want to see any team, it doesn't matter what team is in the club, you want to see them doing well. We're all disappointed for them, but just they didn't get the rub of the green on the day. But yeah. It does mean that I have my lads all the time now, and look, they're really looking forward to that.
And just remind us again, who on that senior team is playing on your team?
Well, you have Kevin Keeley and Sean McVeigh are the two starting players. Then in the extended panel, you'd have the likes of Brian McIntyre, Cormac Finn, and maybe Sean Halvey, one or two of them, you know.
Yeah, and of course, there's one or two hurlers on the football team that didn't commit. They're not coming back into the reckoning, are they?
Well, look, it's not something we have discussed, but like looking at them lads and the performance in the football championship, I'd say Declan Bonner will be looking for them shortly, and I think they're back the 8th of December or something.
Yeah.
So it'll be too much of a workload, and I don't know, but I don't expect to.
Yeah. And what is the mood? Because the one thing I noticed was, you know, kind of the hurlers used to be kind of go their own way in St. Junan's for a long time, I felt, and kind of were the poor relation. But this championship victory, I think, was embraced by the whole club.
Oh, it was, absolutely. Like, there's a real goodwill out there at the minute. Look, it's been coming. It's been coming the last few years, like, and finally we got over the line this year, like, but the two are getting closer and closer together, and there's more and more players that are overlapping, you know, coming up to the academies. They're playing hurling and football all the time, and you know, it's really beginning to pay dividends, you know.
Talk to me about Craigh Rua, the Armagh junior champions, back-to-back junior champions. What do you know of them?
I don't know a whole pile, to be honest. Like, just from what I've been researching, like, they're back-to-back champions, and they've won it on both occasions at their ease. I have watched the streaming of the county final, and look, again, they won it maybe in first or second gear, you know, they weren't fully tested. They have a very, very good, fast, skillful, insightful forward line, and they have an excellent free taker. So they are two areas that we really, really have to watch. They play very much a running game, a supporting game. So again, we'll come up with a plan to counteract that, and one or two areas I think we can get at them. So we'll come up with a game plan like as ever, and we'll have a right go on Saturday.
Their junior championships, as we say, there was a time maybe when, you know, Armagh was hurling at a county level, maybe, and I'm not sure about senior club level, was a bit ahead of Donegal. But, you know, that's no longer the case. We've seen Armagh beat, or Donegal beat Armagh, and the Nicky Rackard, and, you know, all those competitions, and in the league and everything. You know, so you're playing the Armagh junior champions, you're the Donegal senior champions. How do they compare, say, with St. Anta?
It's very hard to say. Like, I suppose the gap most certainly has closed in regard to the inter-county teams, like, and that's great credit to all the clubs here in Donegal. Like, they've really pushed on, and their coaching and their strength and conditioning, and Mickey, you know, and over the last number of years has really driven things on. I suppose people would expect that, you know, the senior champions in Donegal would go and beat the junior champions in Armagh, but that's not necessarily the case. Like, you know, I've never met an Armagh team yet that'll lay down for me, like, you know.
Because you have your own experiences of playing against them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You can come out the wrong side of it a few days. But look, we will give them the utmost of respect, the same as we do every other team. And we'll come up with a plan, as I said, and we'll have a go on Saturday, you know.
And have you got everybody?
I have my starting 15. We have a small little bit of COVID issues. We picked up some of the extended panel have been isolating for the last 10 days or more. They won't be around for Saturday, so it cuts down my panel a bit, but my starting 15 are ready to go. They're all fitting well.
And tell me, is the appetite satisfied? You know, winning Donegal was a big thing, you know, because we've had the big two, and maybe McCool's, but you have Burton, Satanta, the big two, and then McCool's maybe came in a sneaked one, and you've been around for a while, and you know, it meant so much to win it. Has that kind of sated the appetite for the year? Or do these guys want to, or do you want to do well in Ulster?
Well, I'll tell you, for the first week or two, we were satisfied with our lot. And that's been honest. We were just delighted with the outcome of the championship. But then the last couple of weeks, things have started to change a bit. The lads are now looking to push on and express themselves in Ulster. Like, you know, there's the challenge of going away and playing different teams and stronger teams. And it's something we're really, really looking forward to now.
It's your first time in the Ulster Championship, but club championship, but you would have played Ulster League, would you?
We would have played Ulster Senior League there for a good few years. We were there in 2019. We were in a different place, though. We were after losing the county final that time.
Yeah.
And then we went and Gortnamona beat us by a pint the last puck of the game. I actually missed that game through injury, but it wasn't the same. This year we're going in as champions.
I'm fair to see your team has changed a fair bit.
Oh, it has. It has. There's no real reflection. Like, we brought in a few players, and a lot of young fellas coming through. It is a different team, like, and it's a, you know, a quality team at the moment.
Tell me, in terms of preparation, are you happy with it?
Oh, I'm very happy. Last night, no, I was really, really happy with last night. We're going well. We're chomping at the bit for Saturday.
Yeah, and in terms of, you know, if you can get up to the level that you found against Satanta, you know.
Yeah, I think if we can get somewhere near that, we'll be thereabouts on Saturday. No, I really do believe that, but it's about getting that performance.
And is it a case of going out and, you know, even though these guys are on their home back patch, putting them on the back foot?
Absolutely, it's a challenge. We love a challenge.
That's St Union's manager, Eugene Organ. One other game of note in Ulster on Saturday at junior level is Niamh Colmkill of Tyrone taking on Con McGee's of Antrim in another quarter-final tie. Back to football here in Donegal. There's a host of under-21 championship games, that is, taking place this weekend. On Saturday, the A Championship quarter-finals in Killybegs, it's Four Masters against Niamh Columba at 2 o'clock, and then later on Convoy, Termon will play McCool's. Under-21B Football Championship, St Nolls are up against Clohanilly at 1 o'clock, and on the Under-21C Football Championship, St Union's play Niamh Padraic Muff at 2 o'clock on Saturday, while in the Hurling Championship, Satanta are playing Carndonagh on Saturday at 2. Three further games to come on Sunday, two of them in the Under-21A Championship quarter-finals, Kilcare up against Ardra at 12 o'clock at Park na Gael, and then St Union's will play Éireann Ballyshannon at 2 o'clock, and that is in Convoy, while the other game in the Hurling Championship is Dunloe against Burt, starts on Sunday at 2. Just some other notable fixtures this weekend involving North West sides on the rugby front. The All-Ireland League Division 2C continues for both Omagh and City of Derry. Both are on the road on Saturday. Omagh going to Clonmel. City of Derry are off to Middleton. Both Omagh and Derry have both played six games and have won two of their six matches with four defeats apiece. And in the Ulster Championship Division 3, Letterkenny are looking to keep pace with the leaders. They have a home tie and a derby game as well in the section as they take on Strabane on Saturday afternoon. Raphoe are moving their games into the Kirk Cup competition now for the next number of weeks. The first of those is on the road against North Down on Saturday. They've then got a break for a week and then they've two further games to come, both of which will be at home. In rallying, the Killarney historic stages are taking place on a Saturday. There is of course two sections to the rally, the historic and the modified. Very impressive entry list in both sections. Watch out for Donagh Kelly and Rory Kennedy in the BMW M3, seated at 9th in the historic section. And then in the modified section, the likes of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley are seated in their Toyota Corolla twin cam. Declan Geller is out in the Starlet. Likes of Gareth Doherty in the Mark II Escort, Colin Oates for Ryan Loughran, and Martin McGee's back in a rally car as well. He will compete in his Mark II Escort. A host of Donegal crews heading the way to Kerry this weekend for one of the most popular events on the racing calendar. Finally, in basketball, there's a couple of games this weekend for the LYT sides of Donegal. The men are out on Saturday as they take on University of Ulster. The men still without a win this year in Division 1, while the women's team will play down in Thurles on Sunday as they take on the Tipperary Knights. So far this year, the LYT ladies have picked up 1-1 from their five games. And that's a preview of all the fixtures this weekend here in the Northwest. And that's it from another edition of The Score. Our next sport here in Highland is tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. So until then, what's left of your Thursday, have a good one.
Sport on Highland brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie with free next day delivery on orders over €85.